Dog Days listeners, this is Chuck Tomasi, and this is the Dog Days of Podcasting, and yes, I still have a bit of a cold. So, bear with me as I get through this. Hopefully I won't cough on you, or sneeze on you, or drive you crazy with anything else. This is August 6, 2019, 6th day of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. If you want to find out more, dogdaysofpodcasting.com, but I'm sure you already knew about that stuff. So, let's get on with today's album. Oh, before I do that, happy 26th birthday to my eldest daughter, Julie. The time goes fast, doesn't it? So we wish her all the best. Her and her husband, Will. Very proud of both of them. So with that out of the way, today's album is... I told you, this is an eclectic collection. This one is mine. Today's is LL Cool J from his 1987 album, his second album, Bigger and Deafer. Oddly enough, the name of the album is on the back. The front says Bad. So if you check out the album art, it says Bad. The name of the album is not Bad. It's Bigger and Deafer. In fact, when you look at the vinyl, one label says Bigger Side and the other says Deafer Side. So the track order is I'm Bad, Kanday, that's K-A-N-D-A-Y, Get Down, The Bristol Hotel, My Rhyme Ain't Done, 357, Break It On Down, or actually, it's 357, Break It On Down. Side two, the Deafer side, is Go Cut Creator Go, The Breakthrough, I Need Love, followed by Ah, Let's Get Ill, then into The Doo-Wop, and finally, the Deafer side ends with On the Ill Tip, which is a little skit they do at the end. So, why did I buy this? Well, it was among the things I was listening to. Yes, this was about the same time as I was listening to the Amadeus soundtrack, believe it or not. So, everybody's got their own taste. Mine are all over the place. And this one, I don't recall. I think Run DMC was about the same time when they came out with, I don't have that album here. What was it called? It was the one where they did their... remix of Walk This Way with Aerosmith, which kind of brought Aerosmith back from the grave. So congratulations to them. The other songs of the time, I really don't recall. This was, I'm trying to remember if this was before or after I had stopped working at the roller rink. This may have been right after because 87... I believe it was the summer of 87, and that would have been when right after Donna and I started dating. So I don't know if I played this too much while she was in the car. This obviously did go to cassette, and if it was on cassette, it was in my car for at least 2 weeks, because I would often buy records on a two-week cycle. So 1987, the man with the Kango hat, LL Cool J, and I'm going to leave it short because we do have something to run off to tonight. And I will come back at you with something probably equally random tomorrow. So till then, take care. 101.